The Wyoming Department of Transportation is currently working on its master plan that would cover the department's vision for the next 5 years. But in the meantime, WIDOT has released its list of the projects it wants to tackle in 2020. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler spoke with WIDOT Director Luke Reiner about how the state transportation improvement plan shows how the department is still struggling with a lack of funding.
Currently, the Department of Transportation is short in terms of funding, and it's short, what we reported to the legislature, is about $135 million short of maintaining assets in the current condition. So we went several years ago, based on really our shortfalls in funding, to what we'll call a focus on asset preservation, and really the theory there is that it's really important for us to try to care for the assets that we have. And so when you look at the bid letting and the bid letting schedule that was released, really what jumps in my mind to the forefront is the fact that almost all of the projects that you see in there are projects that maintain our roads and work to keep them in good repair. What you don't see is improvements to roads in terms of capacity or mobility. And that's just because we don't have the money. And we've chosen to focus on preserving what we do have. Now, there are a few projects that fit into the capacity level. And those are really predominantly on there because of safety issues. For example, there are some lights that are going into Riverton. The other one that might jump out to you is there's a five-lane widening of Highway 59 in the area of Wright. And again, that's a safety issue with lots of mine traffic coming through there.
You know, funding for WIDOT keeps coming up in talks with the legislature. Have you all been talking with legislators about ways the department can get more long-term funding?
The Joint Revenue Committee actually came up with the idea and passed out of committee an increase of 3 cents to our state fuel tax. And so that would help in terms of making a dent in the unfunded list. So the 3 cent increase in the fuel tax, that is certainly would raise about $20 million for the state. About $13 million of that comes to the Department of Transportation. The other seven, you know, by statute, goes to cities, communities, and counties to help fund some of their transportation needs. That's one issue that's been talked about, and that certainly originated from the Joint Revenue Committee, and we think that's a good idea and would be helpful.
I know Senator Barrasso has been working at the federal level to get more funding for states for their highway projects and maintaining their roads, and that a proposed bill passed out of his committee unanimously. And so I'm wondering what you think about that bill and what the department's reaction is to those efforts.
The bill is good. It's far-ranging. It certainly funds ground transportation systems in the United States for about the next 5 years. In fact, it's all transportation systems for the next 5 years. And it's more money than has been in those bills before. The effect on for us in the state of Wyoming would be about a 2% increase in the first year, and then about a 1% increase in the following years.
Luke Reiner is the director of the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Thanks, Luke, for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great rest of the day.